Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It is the second game of a six-game series. These two teams played on the 4th of July, had yesterday off, and then back at it today. The Rainiers won the series opener on Monday night, 11-4, in front of nearly 10,000 Reno fans. The Rainiers had a very impressive performance in that one, too, which we will get to shortly. Today, Tacoma is sending right-hander Chris Mazza to the mound to get things started in what is a bullpen day for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by veteran right-hander Dan Straley of Reno, and he's normally a starter, but actually recently he's been pitching out of the bullpen, so both teams' starters not likely to go very deep in this one. The Rainiers have been hot recently. They've won five of their last six games. They've moved out of the cellar once again in the Western Division, now a half a game ahead of Sacramento, but 11.5 games out of first place. Reno is in second place, four games behind first place Las Vegas. Tacoma and Reno tonight. Probably not going to see anything like what Zach Greene did here on Monday. We'll recap that outing for you when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Tacoma at Reno tonight, game two of this series. Both teams off yesterday after playing on the 4th on Monday. And in that game, Zach Greene had just an epic performance for Tacoma. Hit a two-run homer in the first inning. Batted again with two men on in the second inning. Hit a three-run homer. Didn't hit in the third inning, but in the fourth inning, he was up with a man on and two outs. He hit another homer, a two-run shot. His third home run of the game. Seven runs batted in, all in the first four innings, meaning that he was going to get at-bats to try to become the second player ever in Tacoma franchise history to hit four homers in a game. Alas, it did not happen. He struck out in the seventh and walked in the eighth. Ended up driving in seven, hitting three homers, leading the Rainiers to the victory. And, of course, he's in the lineup once again today. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 33-45 under manager Tim Fedorovich. Leading off playing right field is Jared Kelnick. Alex Blandino bats second at second base. Zach Green hitting third, playing first base. At the cleanup spot, Brian O'Keefe, he catches today. Mejia hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth is Scott Heineman in center. Hitting seventh at third baseman Kevin Padlo. Batting eighth is Drew Ellis. He's DHing. And hitting ninth is shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Chris Mazza. Mazza 1-0 with a 0 ERA. The Reno Aces are 41-38. Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate is managed by Gil Velazquez. Leading off is Yanni Hernandez. He's the DH today. Batting second, center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Jake McCarthy hits third. He's in right field. Cleanup is Stone Garrett playing left. Seth Beer bats fifth. He's at first base. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Wilmer Defoe. Batting seventh, John Carlos Cintron. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Grayson Griner. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Cole Tucker. On the mound, veteran Dan Straley, 2-3 with a 7.44 ERA. Umpires, Luis Hernandez is behind the plate. Mike Carroll at first. And It is Darius Ghani at third. Tacoma and Reno, that's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of tonight's game right after this.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Right Ears Baseball. First pitch of the game from Dan Straley to Jared Kelnick is taken outside for a ball, and we are underway in Reno. Nice day here in Reno. So now the 1-0 pitch is up and away to Kelnick. Got to be about 85 degrees this afternoon and very few clouds in the sky. And the field is mostly bathed in sunlight at this time. 2-0 pitch to Kelnick, chopped to the right side. The shifted second baseman Cintron on the outfield grass fields it, and he throws out Kelnick, and one man is gone in the top of the first inning. So Jared Kelnick bounces out to the second baseman, and that'll bring Alex Blandino to the plate. Right here is wearing the navy blue jerseys with gray pants today. Reno decked out in their home whites, white jerseys, white pants. Blandino settles into the batter's box, hitting 216 with a 395 on base percentage for Tacoma. And he takes a pitch on the inside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Right here's won the opener on Monday, 11-4, with a huge game from Zach Green. 0-1 pitch is a fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Facing a real veteran today on the mound for Reno in Dan Straley. Straley's 0-2 pitch to Blandino, and it is up high for a ball. Straley, a free agent the Diamondbacks signed in February. A minor league deal. 1-2 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Originally drafted in 2009 by the Oakland A's out of Marshall University. 2-2 pitch, and it is high, ball three. Although Straley's from Oregon. In fact, he lives in Bend now and attended Western Oregon University for 2 years before transferring to Marshall and then getting his pro career started. Here's his 3-2 to Blandino, and it is swung out and popped up in the air, and it's the center fielder, Fletcher, in very shallow right center, making the catch, and two men are gone to the first. Blandino flies out, two away, and here's the hero of Monday's game, Zach Green. Two-run homer in the first inning. Three-run homer in the second inning. Two-run homer in the fourth inning. He was on pace at that time to hit, six homers. Didn't happen. He had to settle for three. The pitch to Green is down low for a ball, 1-0. He's now the Raiders team leader with 13 homers this year, batting .241, .763 OPS. 1-0 pitch from Straley is on its way, and it is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So Green out ahead of the count. Now the 2-0 pitch is high, ball three. 3-0. Right down the middle for a strike, and it's 3-1. On deck is Brian O'Keefe, who had a three-home run game of his own on Saturday at Cheney. Now the 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Rainiers went 7 years without a player hitting three home runs in a game, and then it happened twice in a span of 3 days, Saturday and Monday. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen off the catcher's gear and then back to the screen. Still a full count to Zach Green. And they're going to give Griner an extra moment after he just got that foul ball glanced off his helmet. All right, now we're ready. The 3-2 is in the dirt, ball four, and there's the first base runner of the game. Zach Green draws his 12th walk of the season, and he is on. And that'll bring O'Keefe to the plate with a man on. We are in Reno. This is a great hitter's ballpark, a good home run park. We're at high elevation. The wind's blowing out to right field, which is very common here. Ball carries in this ballpark. The pitch to O'Keefe is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. O'Keefe's hitting .303 with 10 homers. And a .977 OPS in 41 games for Tacoma this year. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-2.
Here we go, Straley, give him the heater.
So no balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And Straley with a pitch, and it is swung on, grounded right to the shortstop, Cole Tucker, who has it and flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Zach Green. And that wraps up the top of the first. Raiders do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing, and Reno coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, the Red Ears did not score in the top of the first, and now they take the field in the bottom of the first. And on the mound today, Chris Mazza. Mazza making his first start for the Red Ears. He's only pitched one inning for the Red Ears, as he's just recently acquired, and his first pitch to Yanni Hernandez is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Mazza just signed as a minor league free agent June 28th. Here's a swing and a little bouncer right side, fielded by Blandino. Off-balance throw to first is in time for the out, and one man's gone to the bottom of the first. Yanni Hernandez bounces out to Blandino. And now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. Mazza pitched on Sunday in the July 3rd game at Cheney Stadium, and he was actually the winning pitcher in that game when he worked a scoreless top of the fourth, and the Red Ears took the lead in the bottom of the fourth. Faced just four batters in his Rainiers debut on Sunday. His pitch to Fletcher is inside for a ball. Mazza had been pitching in the Tampa Bay Rays system this year, including a couple of big league games for the Rays, as here's a foul out of play, but also spent more of his time with Durham and also had quite a bit of time on the injured list earlier this season with back trouble. Healthy now, of course. Here's his 1-1, and it is swung out and bounced foul, first base side, 1-2. Mazza has major league time with a couple of different teams, not just Tampa, but also the Red Sox and the Mets. He's pitched in 34 big league games, including six starts in the majors. So now the 1-2 to Fletcher is bounced foul, first base side. And he's no stranger to making a spot start like this today, because typically his role is that of a multiple inning relief pitcher, and he can occasionally swing in and make a start when needed. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the first baseline, and it is still 1-2 to Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher hitting .315 in 37 games for Reno with four homers, 17 runs batted in. Mazza into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch to Fletcher is a swing and a broken bat bouncer back to the mound. Mazza fields it, throws to first, and they get Fletcher for the second out of the inning. So a couple of grounders in the infield result in two outs. And now Jake McCarthy is the batter. McCarthy, very tough customer in this league, batting .367 in the Pacific Coast League this year with five homers, 26 runs batted in 33 games. He tries to bunt. It's a beauty up the third baseline, and that's going to work for a bunt single. Jake McCarthy, with the right ear shifting him, just lays down a bunt and gets an easy hit. So he's aboard with two outs, first hit of the game for either team. And now Stone Garrett is the batter. Hitting .291 with 19 homers and 63 runs batted in. Garrett is second in the league in homers and leads the league in runs batted in. Mazza is set, and the pitch to the dangerous Stone. Garrett is taken for a strike, 0-1. Garrett's in his second season in the Diamondback system. He was originally drafted and started his career in the Miami Marlins organization. Mazza with a glance towards first, where Green is holding McCarthy on. McCarthy likes to run. Here's the 0-1. There he goes, and the pitch is outside, and O'Keefe had to dig it out of the dirt and doesn't even bother making a throw. McCarthy had a big jump, and he steals second base, his 11th steal of the season. So he's in scoring position with two outs. One ball, one strike to Garrett. And now Mazza with the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss at a slider. And the count goes to 1-2. The pitch tracking software called that last pitch a cutter. It looked like a slider from my seat. Either way, he gets ahead in the count, 1-2. Mazza now is set. And the 1-2 pitch is on its way. And this is down and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes to Garrett. Reiner's trying to put a zero up there on the scoreboard in the bottom of the first inning. Mazza's 2-2 pitch outside of the dirt, knocked down by O'Keefe. Breaking for third is McCarthy, and he'll make it there as he advances on the wild pitch. So a runner at third with two outs, and now a full count to Garrett, 3-2, with Seth Beer on deck. Well, Mazza's going to try to lock in here and take care of Garrett on this pitch. It comes set. And here's the 3-2 pitch on its way. And it is swung on, grounded to the hole. Backhand pickup at short by McCoy. Throw to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. Reno does not score at the bottom of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score after one. We go to the second inning, and Eric Mejia leads things off for the Red Ears against the right-hander Dan Straley. The pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Mejia, switch hitter, bats left-handed, and he swings and rolls one just foul down the third baseline, and the count's 1-1. Mejia has been swinging a hot bat recently. He's hitting .264 on the year with 10 homers, .801 OPS. Now the 1-1 on its way from Straley, and it is a breaking ball that is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Curveball there from the veteran Straley. Now his 1-2 pitch is swung on and lined up the middle, but caught by the shortstop Cole Tucker for the first out in the top of the second inning. Bahia lines out to Tucker. And now Scott Heineman will bat. Heineman, in his 12th game since joining the Red Ears, hitting .217 with a homer and 9 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter. Drew 3 walks yesterday, and he checks his swing and held up in time. That is ball 1 to Heineman. Now the 1-0 pitch hit in the air towards right field. Drifting back with it is McCarthy towards the track, but he has room and makes the catch. Heineman flies to right. Ball that carried pretty well because the wind pushes the ball to right field. And we saw that in the series opener on Monday, the Red Ears' last game. Each team had a wind-aided home run. In the interest of accuracy, the first of Zach Green's 3 homers was wind-aided to right field. Here's a swing and a chopper to third. That's fielded by Defoe. And he throws to first and gets Padlo, who's retired on just 1 pitch. And that wraps up the top of the second inning. 3 up, 3 down. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
No score here in Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning. And Seth Beer will lead things off, followed by Wilmer Defoe and Giancarlo Citron. Chris Mazza on the hill to begin his second inning of work. Mazza threw 15 pitches in the first. And here's his pitch to Beer, and it is inside, and it hit him on the leg, and that's a Seth Beer specialty. That is his 15th time being hit by a pitch this season in only 41 games, as he has spent time in the big leagues as well this year with Arizona. So Beer gets hit by the pitch. And now Wilmer Defoe is the batter. And Mazza is set. Here's his pitch to Defoe, and it is inside, and it almost hit Defoe on the leg. He had to high step out of the way. Defoe hitting .292 in 28 games for Reno with a homer. 22 runs batted in. Now the next pitch from Straley is swung on, tapped towards short, fielded by McCoy, hits Blandino for 1, on to first, in time for 2. The Red Ears turn the double play. McCoy to Blandino to Green, and just like that, 2 men are gone in the bottom of the second inning, and Mazza is getting them to hit the ball on the ground, and it really paid off right there. So two outs, no one on. And now Giancarlo Cintron is the batter. Cintron. Right-hand hitter. Swings and misses at a slider, and that is strike one. Cintron's hitting 463 for Reno in just 19 games and 67 at-bats. He has 31 hits and 67 at-bats. Unbelievable. So here's one inside for a ball. He's actually hitting at an even higher clip against Tacoba. He's 13 for 21 against the Red Ears, which is an average over 600. They're usually all singles, but he hits a lot of them. 1-1 pitch is down low for a ball, 2-1. And he's not ranked as a touted prospect or anything like that. He's 27 years old from Puerto Rico, 24th round draft pick back in 2017. But he's on a hot run for the Aces right now as he fouls one off. 2-2 now. He began the year with Double-A Amarillo, and he hit 311 there in 38 games. And he came up really to be infield depth on the Reno roster, but he swung it so well he's finding himself in the lineup frequently. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it is in the dirt, ball three. So full count, three balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on in the bottom of the second inning. And now Mazza is ready, and the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. And that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. First strikeout for Chris Mazza. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left in inning number two. We head to the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We head to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Game two of this six-game series. The Red Ears are going to be here in Reno all week through Sunday. In fact, through Sunday night, all the games here are night games this time of year. The Red Ears will return home and start a homestand on Tuesday against Oklahoma City, a team they have not played in a long time. First pitch to Drew Ellis, leading off the third, is taken for a strike. Dan Straley on the hill for Reno. And Ellis, a former Reno player now with the Rainiers, stands in the batter's box, just his 10th game since joining Tacoma. And he takes outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Ellis played in 42 games for Reno this year before being claimed off waivers by the Mariners. 2-1 pitch, and he yanks one to left field. Backing up is Garrett, but he has room, and he gets there and makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track. Ellis lines out, made solid contact, but one man is gone. in the top of the third inning. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy hitting .232 with seven homers and a .314 on base percentage for Tacoma. And he takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is called a strike. Oh, to the count. Straley fires, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider, and Mason McCoy strikes out on three pitches, and that's Straley's first strikeout of the game. Two down, and now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Kelnick. Kelnick grounded out to second base earlier. Straley's next pitch outside for a ball. Dan Straley has over 5 years of major league service. He fires, and Kelnick drives it into the gap in left center field, and that's going to split the gap and go all the way to the fence. Kelnick is at second base now as the ball is into the cutoff man, and he'll stop there with a two-out double, and that's the Red Ears' first hit of the game. Jared Kelnick doubles to left center field. And Alex Blandino will now be the batter. 15th double for Kelnick and 24th extra base hit that he's had in a Tacoma uniform. 37 games played for the Red Ears this year, including this one. Here's Blandino now. And the pitch from Straley is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now Straley is ready. And the 1-0 pitch is a fastball called a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 is coming. Right here's looking for a two-out hit here. The pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike two. So 1-2 the count to Blandino. Blandino looking to come through in the clutch with two outs, and Kelnick leading from second base. And the pitch is a fastball outside. 2-2. Now Straley checks the runner at second again. Kelnick's lead pretty modest. The pitch is high, and it's a full count on Blandino, who has a very good eye and draws a lot of walks. On deck, Zach Green. Three balls, two strikes to Blandino. And now the pitch from Straley is a called strike three, and Blandino knew it. Watched a fastball go by at 92 on the gun, and he strikes out looking, wrapping up the top of the third inning. No runs for the Red Ears on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And the Red Ears have a new pitcher into the ball game. It is Brennan Bernardino, who is appearing in his second game with the team. And interestingly, he's in relief of Chris Mazza. They joined the Red Ears on the same day on the last homestand. Bernardino had been pitching in the Mexican League, and the Mariners purchased his contract. And Bernardino is in his second game as a member of the Red Ears. Tall lefty. Here's his pitch to Grayson Griner, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Mazza went 2 scoreless innings, allowing 1 hit, no walks, a hit batter, and 1 strikeout. Now Bernardino's 0-1 pitch is fouled back and out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. Now Bernardino in his Red Ears debut went 1 inning and allowed an unearned run on 2 hits and 2 walks. So now the 0-2 pitch is swung on and tapped on the first base side. It's hugging the line, and it trickles into foul territory, which works out for the best for the Red Ears because otherwise, Griner was going to end up getting a hit out of that. So still no balls, 2 strikes. But Bernardino, when he was pitching in Mexico, was a starter. And so he's a guy who one would think would be able to give the Red Ears multiple innings if he's throwing well. Bernardino from Southern California. Looks in for the signs, and now he's set. Here's the 0-2 pitch on its way to Griner, and it is outside for a ball. 1-2. No score, bottom of the third. Both teams well rested after the unusual mid-series day off yesterday. 1-2 pitch. Just misses for a ball, 2-2. Yesterday was an off day just because the 4th of July fell on a Monday. And every team in the league gets a home game on either July 3rd or July 4th. And for Reno, theirs was July 4th. So the Red Ears flew here on the 4th, played that night. Here's a pop-up on the first base side. Back goes Green into shallow right. In comes Kelnick. Kelnick is the man who's going to make the play. And he makes the catch tight to the foul line. And one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. Griner flies out to right fielder Jared Kelnick, and now Cole Tucker, the shortstop, comes to the plate. So the Red Ears played here on Monday night and then had all day yesterday in Reno to, well, do whatever they wanted. Complete day off. Some people went up to Tahoe. rented a boat, tooled around. Now the pitch to Tucker is grounded past the diving third baseman Padlo and into left field. A base hit for Cole Tucker. One out single for the Pittsburgh Pirates former starting shortstop. And now Yanni Hernandez is the batter. Yanni grounded out earlier. He's 0 for 1. Switch hitter will bat right-handed against Bernardino. So Bernardino gets the signs from O'Keefe, and now a quick toss to first, and diving back in safely is Tucker. Tucker has 5 steals in 7 attempts this year in the minors. Now pitch is in there for a called strike to Hernandez. 0-1 the count. Bernardino now with the 0-1 pitch, and it is low for a ball, 1-1. Now the 1-1 coming, and it swung on and hit to short, fielded by McCoy. It goes to second for one, on to first. There's two, a double play, and that wraps up the inning. It was a hard hit one hopper that McCoy first knocked down with the glove, but he controlled it and quickly picked up the ball, flipped it to Blandino, who had the easy turn to first to double up the speedy Yanni Hernandez. And that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left. And we go to the fourth. It is Tacoma nothing, Reno nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
No score after three. We head to the fourth on a very pleasant night here in Reno. Zach Green leads things off for the Red Ears. Dan Straley's pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. There's strike one. Green walked his first time up tonight. Only walk issued by Straley so far. Raiders with just one hit through the first three innings. And the next pitch to Green is up high for a ball. 1-1 the count. Raiders and Reno. These two teams have had a lot of interesting history in a brief time as Green just swung and missed. Reno just joined the league in 2009, so they haven't been in the league that long compared to the other teams the Red Ears play. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Zach Green, and that's strikeout number three for Straley. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. These two teams really battled last year and even had a big bench-clearing brawl, and the Red Ears eventually clinched the league championship, and Reno was a contender for much of the season. So here's a swing and a liner just beyond the reach of Tucker and into left field. A base hit for O'Keefe. And he has the Red Deer's second hit of the game. For a long time, the Red Deer's just couldn't win in this ballpark. But that changed last year when the Red Deer's had great success in this stadium. This year, on the whole, the series, season series has been, well, very close. This is the 14th meeting between the two teams this season. Reno has won 7, Tacoma has won 6. Here's Eric Mejia. The pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 coming from Straley. And it is up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And Straley's pitch is high, ball 3. Three and oh, the count. And this pitch is outside, ball 4, and Mejia draws the walk. O'Keefe takes second, and the Red Deer's have something developing here in the fourth. Runners at first and second with one out for Scott Heineman. And the catcher, Griner, goes out to the mound to talk to Straley. So they're going to chat a little bit. Red Deer's have two base runners at the same time for the first time in this game. So Heineman settles in. He flied out to right field his first time up, 0-1 today. And the pitch is taken for a strike. It's 0-1. On deck is Padlo. And the pitch to Heineman is outside for a ball, 2-0. One-one, swung on and foul, tipped at the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Straley is ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and fouled back. And the count's even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled away. Still, actually 1-2 the count. Heineman looking out towards Straley. Runners with their leads, and now the one ball, two strike pitch is on its way. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Dominic Fletcher, the center fielder, calls for it, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. So Heineman flies out, 2 down. And now Kevin Padlo will be the hitter. His first time up, Padlo swung at the very first pitch and grounded out to third. Padlo stands in. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses upstairs. Want to know the count? O'Keefe leads from second. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and that evens things up 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it is swung on and fouled back to the screen, and Padlow is behind in the count 1-2. So 1-2. And the pitch is high, 2-2. Now a swing and a high fly to center. This is deep. This is back. Deepest part of the park, and it hits off the very top of the wall and bounces a long way back in. Two runs are going to score as O'Keefe and Mejia have crossed the plate, and checking in at second base with a two-run double is Kevin Padlow, who just missed a three-run homer. And the Red Ears have the first runs of the game. It is 2-0. Kevin Padlow blasts one high off the wall in straightaway center field. The wall out there is about 25 feet tall, and he came a couple of feet away from clearing it. So Padlow drives in a pair, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. And the pitch is taken low for a ball. Well, 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Straley to Ellis, who lined out earlier, and this is outside for a ball. 2-0. And the 2-0 pitch is swung on and lifted in the air. Foul, first base side, Beer down the line in foul territory is called off by the second baseman Cintron, who then fails to make the catch. And so it's just a foul ball, and Ellis stays alive, and Seth Beer's talking to Cintron like, hey, why'd you call me off? I had a chance to make that play. And Cintron came racing in and tried a sliding catch in foul territory, and it came up short. That was unusual. So 2-1, the count to Ellis. And the pitch is outside. 3-1. And the 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Full count now, 3-2. So 3-2 delivery is a swing and a foul, and it is still 3-2. So 3-2 the count. And the pitch is inside, 4, and Ellis ends up drawing a walk. So the Red Ears, with 2 on and 2 out, there's action in the Reno bullpen. As Straley, who really kind of cruised through the first 3 innings, is run into some trouble here in the 4th. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards the right center field. This is deep. Back is Fletcher, and he makes the catch on the warning track. And that is the final out of the inning. McCoy flies out, and the Red Ears settle for two runs in the top of the fourth inning. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
On we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is 2-0 Tacoma after Kevin Padlow's two-run double in the top of this inning brought in the first runs of the game. On the mound for the Red Ears, Brennan Bernardino pitched a scoreless third. He remains in for the fourth. He'll face Dominic Fletcher, Jake McCarthy, and Stone Garrett. Left versus left here on these first two hitters. His pitch to Fletcher is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Fletcher bounced back to the pitcher his first time up when he was facing the Red Ears starter, Chris Mazza. Pitched two scoreless innings today. 1-0 pitch to Fletcher is inside for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 2-1. Dominic Fletcher, he's the brother of the Angels infielder David Fletcher. Dominic Younger, Diamondbacks draft pick in 2019. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. And Fletcher began this year at AA in the Diamondback system before getting promoted to Reno for his first taste of AAA ball. 2-2 pitch coming from Bernardino, and it is swung on and bounced up the middle right near the bag. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first in time to get the speedy Fletcher, and one man is gone at the bottom of the fourth inning. Dominic Fletcher grounds out, and now Jake McCarthy will be the batter. We're going to check in on what's going on around the Pacific Coast League. We were off yesterday, so we'll look back at the 4th of July games. I always like to see what the crowds were. See who really packed them in. The attendance champion this year was Salt Lake. The pitch to Bernardino is inside for a ball. Now, part of this is because they have, you know, one of the biggest ballparks in the league, but they had 14,354 on the 4th of July. And Salt Lake beat Sacramento 7-4. 1-0 pitch is lined down the left field line. Fair ball going into the corner. Extra bases for McCarthy. He is at second now. He takes the turn and holds there as Mejia gets it in. A one-out double the opposite way for Jake McCarthy. He's just a really good hitter. So he's in scoring position with one out, and now Stone Garrett is the batter. McCarthy with his 11th double in 34 games for Reno.
Here we go, buddy. Bring him home. Let's go, kid. One swing away, huh? Let's go.
Las Vegas played at Oklahoma City on the 4th of July, and they crushed the Dodgers in front of nearly 9,000 fans, 12-4 at the Bricktown Ballpark. Here's one outside to Garrett. Austin Allen hit two homers for Vegas and drove in five runs in that game. Round Rock had a big crowd, 11,596. Here's one inside to Garrett. And the Express beat Albuquerque on the fourth, 5-3, as Steele Walker had three hits and drove in two. And Sam Huff belted a homer, his 11th. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Stone Garrett. Bernardino comes set, and now time called by Garrett, the batter, which he's allowed to do once per at bat with the new pace of play rules this year that are doing wonders to improve the watchability of the sport. 2-0 pitch is a foul out of play. The count goes to 2-1. And El Paso beat Sugarland 11-7 in Sugarland. Sugarland drew 7,581 on the 4th of July. They got to see a real rarity, although I'm not so sure they enjoyed it because they were victims. El Paso hit two grand slams in the same game. You don't see that very often. Brent Rooker and CJ Hinojosa each with a grand slam for El Paso. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. And Hinojosa, his grand slam came against his former team. He was the everyday shortstop for Sugarland for most of last season. Signed as a free agent with the Padres. He's been with El Paso all year. And he goes into Sugarland and hits a grand slam on the 4th of July against his former team. So two balls, two strikes to Stone Garrett. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Bernardino got him. And that is the second out of the inning, and Bernardino gets his first strikeout of the night. Two down. And now Seth Beer is the batter. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. Long look in for the signals from Bernardino. Now he's set. And his pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. Now the Raiders and Reno were off yesterday, and almost everyone in the minor leagues was off yesterday. But there was actually one Pacific Coast League game yesterday. Las Vegas and Oklahoma City played in Oklahoma City. As here's one in for a strike to Beer. And Vegas won it 8-3 as Nate Mondu had four hits and drove in four runs. And their starter Colin Wiles tossed six scoreless innings. They're playing a six-game series like everyone else, but instead of taking the off day in the middle of the series, they are going to take it on Sunday. Now the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. They decided, Oklahoma City did, to instead of taking a day off today after the fourth, like everyone else, they just decided to play through six games in 6 days and then not play on Sunday while all the rest of the teams are playing on Sunday in this league. Here's a swing and a foul back by Beer. Count still, one ball, two strikes. Bernardino trying to strand this runner at second base. Right here's lead 2-0 in the fourth. And the pitch from the lefty is inside for a ball. 2-2 the count. Now the 2-2 is on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Bernardino gets him, 94-mile-per-hour heater. And down goes Seth Beer, and that closes out the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs for Reno on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoba 2, Reno nothing.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
On we go to the fifth. Red Ears up 2-0 over the Reno Aces. And leading off the top of the fifth is Jared Kelnick. And Dan Straley with the pitch, and it is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. Kelnick doubled in the third, grounded out in the first, so he's one for two so far. Right here's with three hits in this game. Now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. 1-1 the count to Kelnick. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss at a fastball up above the zone, and it's 1-2. Kelnick steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now he's back in and ready to hit. Straley into his motion, and here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with another high fastball, and Kelnick goes down swinging. One away in the top of the fifth inning, strikeout number four for Straley. And now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Blandino's 0 for 2 with a flyout and a strikeout. And the pitch to him is outside, ball one. Still have some direct sunlight on parts of the field of play, right field. The second baseman's in the sun. So here's one in there for a strike, 1-1. But most of the field now covered in shadow. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming. And it is taken for a strike, and it's 1-2 to Blandino. All the games here through the weekend are going to be night games at 6:35, with the exception of Sunday's game, which will be at 6:05. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Blandino, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Straley to start the fifth. Two down, and now Zach Green will be the batter. Tomorrow night, the Red Ears start Daniel Ponce de Leon against the hard-throwing Reno right-hander Dre Jameson. As the pitch is outside for a ball to Green, 1-0. Red Ears are going to start McCacken on Friday and Connor Wade on Saturday. Sunday is unannounced at this time. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a foul. That just got the catcher, Griner. And he is in some pain behind the plate. And the trainer is going to come check on him right away. As the Red Ears batter, Zach Green, immediately signaled to the dugout to get the trainer out there. Is that just got Griner on the very top of his shoulder near his neck, that in an area that somehow was not covered by his chest protector. And underneath his face mask, or below it, and the trainer's checking on him now. They brought him a glass of water. A cup, not a glass, a cup. And Griner's up on his feet. He's going to need a moment. He's nodding his head, indicating that he's going to be okay, but he needs they're going to give him a little extra time, and the trainer is forcing him to drink this water. He's like, hey, you got to drink this. And they're still talking to him a bit at the home plate area. Griner's a vet, former major leaguer with the Detroit Tigers. He's 29 years old. And he'll stay in the game. Well, the plate appearance will continue. Green has a count of one ball and one strike after that foul tip. Everyone kind of taking their time to return to play here. The umpire giving some extra time, too, just for Griner to recover from that. All right, here we go. The 1-1 pitch now to Zach Green, and it's a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and lifted to left field, and not deep enough. The left fielder, Stone Garrett, is there to make the catch, and that does it for the Rainiers at the top of the fifth inning. Three up, three down. Rainiers go in order, and we head to the bottom of the fifth here in Reno with the score, Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The City of Tecoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time. O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Two nothing. Tecoma leads Reno. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. New pitcher for the Red Ears to work the bottom of the fifth. Austin Warner has come on from the pen. So Chris Mazza started. He went two scoreless. Brennan Bernardino followed. He went two scoreless. Bernardino allowed two hits, no walks, struck out two in his second appearance as a Rainier. And now it's Austin Warner's turn to pitch. The lefty 2-2 with a 6.82 ERA. This is his 20th appearance. 30 and a third innings. He has 22 strikeouts, 14 walks. Allowed a couple runs in his last appearance. Prior to that, he had gone 8 straight scoreless outings for the Rainiers out of the bullpen. Here's his pitch to Wilmer Defoe, and it is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Defoe, a switch hitter, will bat right-handed against Warner. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike with a fastball. 0-2 the count. Warner, former St. Louis Cardinals prospect. Never reached the big leagues with them. Sears went up high for a ball, 1-2. He's hoping that changes in his first year in the Mariners system as he signed as a free agent with the Mariners right towards the end of spring training. The 1-2 pitch is pulled fair down the left field line, and that's headed towards the left field corner. Extra bases. Digging it out is Mejia. And checking in at second base with a leadoff double is Wilmer Defoe. So Defoe doubles, and Reno has its fourth hit of the night. And now Giancarlo Cintron is the batter. He struck out swinging earlier and is 0-1. Now Warner with the pitch, and it is swung on and looped out into shallow center. That's trouble. It drops in for a hit. Fielding it on a hop is Heineman. Stopping at third is Defoe. It's a single for Cintron, and Reno has runners at the quarters with nobody out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Giancarlo Cintron loops one out into center. Continuing his torrid stretch of hitting for Reno. And now Grayson Griner, the catcher, who took that foul tip off of his, the shoulder or base of his neck. He stays in the game and bats for himself, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count to Griner. Griner flied out earlier, hitting 229. With 5 homers and 105 at-bats, and Warner throws him an off-speed pitch over for a called strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 is on its way. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Big strikeout there for the first out of the inning. And the runners remain at first and third. And now Cole Tucker is the batter. Warner threw a high fastball there at 92 on the gun and got Griner to swing through it. Tucker, former starting shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates, looks out towards Warner, and the pitch is a breaking ball inside, 1-0. He did not hit much for Pittsburgh, and they released him earlier this season in 18 games in the big leagues this year. He was hitting 175 and had 25 strikeouts at 63 at-bats, and he didn't hit much for him the last couple years, and the Pirates decided to go a different direction at shortstop. But Tucker was one of their guys. He was a high draft pick in 2015, and now he takes a strike, 1-1. So once he became available, the Diamondbacks picked him up and said, hey, we'll take a look. And he's been playing for Reno. 1-1 pitch on its way from Warner. And it is swung on, grounded, diving stop by McCoy. Feeds Blandino for one, on to first for two. A terrific double play turned by the Red Ears as McCoy made the diving stop, diving up the middle, picking it with the glove, and then flipping it with the glove accurately to Blandino, who pivoted and turned the double play to wrap up the bottom of the fifth inning. A web gem there from the Red Ears. No runs on 2 hits. And one runner left on base. We go to the sixth. That is Tecoba 2, Reno nothing.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control over your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more, all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/RBI. netsuite.com/RBI.
Two nothing Tacoma after five innings. What a spectacular double play turned by the Rainiers to end the bottom of the fifth inning. Mason McCoy, the shortstop, diving to his left, fielding it and flipping it with the glove right on the money to Blandino for the easy turn. Here's Brian O'Keefe to lead off the sixth. He's one for two with a single and a run scored, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. And the pitch was thrown by a new guy. Edwin Uceta is in from the Reno bullpen to start the sixth inning. And his next pitch is over for a called strike. It's 0-2. Uceta on in relief of the starter, Dan Straley. His 0-2 pitch is a called strike three. Three pitches, and down goes O'Keefe. And one man is out at the top of the sixth inning. So Straley went five innings, allowed three hits and two runs. They were earned. He walked three and struck out five. Uceta is appearing in his 17th game. 4-0 with a 4.45 ERA. And his pitch to Mejia is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 is swung on and hit high in the air to right field. Up in the wind. This is deep. McCarthy at the fence, and he makes the catch right at the base of the fence in right field. Mejia flies out for the second out of the sixth inning. It's hoping for a little more wind to push that one out of here, but it's caught. Two away, and now here's Scott Heineman. Heineman's 0 for 2 with a fly out to right and a fly out to center. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. Now a pop-up foul behind the plate, and it is in the seats out of play. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Fletcher is over, calling for it, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Rainiers go in order at the top of the sixth inning. Three up, three down, and we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Red Ears with a 2-0 lead over the Reno Aces. And what has been a bullpen game. And they go to a fresh reliever to pitch the bottom of the sixth. It's right-hander Jacob Barnes appearing in his fourth game since joining the Red Ears. Former major leaguer with Detroit this year has pitched three scoreless innings in a Red Ears uniform since being acquired by the Mariners. Yanni Hernandez will start things off. Top of the order for the Aces. He'll be followed by Dominic Fletcher and Jake McCarthy. Hernandez is 0 for 2 today. Speedster, and he takes a strike from Barnes. The count's 0-1. On our Seattle Mariner Farm Report, nothing really to report. The full season teams were all off yesterday throughout the organization. So here's a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-2 the count. The AA Arkansas club started a home series with Springfield today in the Texas League, facing the Cardinals affiliate. Aqua Sox are at home against Vancouver. So there's a called strike three. Down goes Hernandez, and one man is out in the sixth. The Aqua Sox are supposed to have Kyle Lewis on rehab. You know, he played in the one game for the Red Ears on the third. And then they transferred his rehab to Everett. And he's playing for the Aqua Sox this week because they're at home and the Rainiers are obviously on the road. And I think there's some thought that Kyle's rehab this time around might be really brief. Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich said even in the one game that he played on Sunday at Cheney, he was way ahead of where he was the first time he rehabbed for the Red Ears earlier when he was coming back from the knee injury. Well, a pitch clock violation was just called on Barnes for ball one, and now he throws a strike. 1-1 the count to Fletcher. Barnes, one of the guys who spent a lot of time in the big leagues recently and has to get accustomed to the minor league rules. Here's one down low to Fletcher. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is swung on and looped out into shallow left. Here comes Mejia. He'll get there, and he makes the catch, and Fletcher is out. Two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Jake McCarthy is the batter. McCarthy is 2-for-2 with a bunt single. He bunted against the shift for an easy hit in the first inning. And then he hit an opposite field double in the fourth. The Red Ears shift him now, but the third baseman, Padlo, is on the edge of the grass and just there to guard against that bunt. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, one pitch down low for a ball, 1-1. One-one pitch, swung on and bounced foul, first base side. So Barnes is ahead of the count. One ball, two strikes on McCarthy. Plate umpire has to get a new load of baseballs from the bat boy. Got four freshies in his pouch he wears on his hip. One ball, two strikes to McCarthy. And the pitch is swung on and grounded the other way. A base hit to left field. He's been beating the shift all night. He's 3-for-3. Such a good hitter in this league, Jake McCarthy. And, you know, he's a rookie in the big leagues. The Diamondbacks have called him up a couple times this year. He hasn't been that bad up there, hitting .238 with three homers in his first 79 at-bats. 687 OPS. That's not bad at all for a guy getting his first at-bats in the big leagues. He had a couple last year. So now here's one down low for a ball to Garrett. Want to know the count to Stone Garrett. Represents the tying run, and he is second in the league with 19 homers. Our league leader, David Villar, got called up by the Giants. So he's going to be on 21 for a while. As here's a swing and a liner to left. There's Mejia to make the catch for the final out of the inning. Garrett lines out to left field, and that does it for Reno in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. And we go to the seventh inning with the score. Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation, problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, it's 2-0 Tecoma. We go to the seventh inning here in Reno, and Kevin Padlow starts off the inning by taking a pitch that is low for a ball. Want to know the count. Red Airs and the Reno Aces in the second game of a six-game series. Padlow lines one up the middle past Uceta's head and into center field, a base hit. That was scary as it was a rocket back through the box, and Uceta reacted and was able to get out of the way. Kevin Padlow with his second hit of the night, and that ball was very well struck through the middle. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. 107 miles per hour off the bat there for Padlow. Right past Uceta's head. Here's the pitch to Drew Ellis, and he takes a called strike. It's 0-1.
Thank you.
next pitch, swung on, stroke to Tucker on one hop. He goes to second. There's one. Relay to first. There's two. An easy double play. Drew Ellis hit a hard one-hopper to the shortstop, and an easy turn for Reno once Tucker fielded it cleanly. So two men are gone and no one on base, and Mason McCoy is next. And we've now seen four double plays in this game. The Rainiers have turned three of them on defense. Now McCoy is 0 for 2. He's had all three. Well, he's been the guy who has started all three double plays. He takes ball one. Want to know the count. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 1-2. So the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and the Red Raiders do not score in the top of the seventh inning. Uceta has his second strikeout. Three up, three down, and we go to the bottom of the seventh. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno where the weird inflatable baseball head rises above the batter's eye in center field during the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's something. It's definitely weird, but they do it here. They've been doing it since 2009. And, yeah, if you're ever in Reno and go to an Aces game, you got to check it out. All right, we go to the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher for the Red Raiders, Misevich, is in from the bullpen, Anthony Misevich, and he'll face Seth Beer, Wilmer Defoe, and Giancarlo Cintron. And the pitch is outside for a ball to Seth Beer. 1-0 the count. Anthony Misevich now with a 1-0 pitch, and it is low for a ball, 2-0. This is his eighth appearance since being optioned to AAA by the Mariners. And in 6 1/3 innings, he's allowed 4 runs, 7 strikeouts, 4 walks. Trying to get more consistent with his control. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. There's a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Misevich has gone unscored upon in each of his last 3 outings, which, each of them was exactly 1 inning long. 2-1 pitch to Beer is lined up the middle and reaching out and spearing it on the fly just above the dirt of the infield is the shortstop McCoy. And there's the first out The Raiders were shifted with Beer at the plate. Three infielders on the right side. McCoy, the shortstop, up the middle, and he backhanded that. He's having a stellar game defensively. One away, and now Wilmer Defoe is the batter. Defoe, one for two with a double, and he takes a strike. It's 0-1. So no balls, one strike to Wilmer Defoe. And Misevich with his next pitch, and it's down low for a ball. So an even count, 1-1. And the next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now a swing and a bouncing ball, high hopper to McCoy. He fields it, fires to first, and it is in time for out number two. Defoe bounces out to McCoy at shortstop, two away. And now Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter. Cintron's one for two with a single so far. One of the six Reno hits tonight. And Misevich with the pitch, and it is taken inside for a ball. No Mariners game today. They were off and back in action tomorrow at home in what's now a big series against Toronto, a four-gamer. Now the 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. The Mariners have won 12 of their last 15 games and have pulled within one game of 500 at 41-42. 2-0 pitch, low and away, ball three. And with the expanded playoffs now, 12 teams get in, six from each league, three wild cards. You've got more opportunity to get into the postseason. 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. If you're right around the 500 mark at this point in the season, you are definitely in the hunt. And Toronto is one of the teams ahead of the Mariners, and a chance to gain some ground on them head-to-head starts tomorrow. Here's a fly to center. Lining it up is Heineman, and he squeezes it for the out, and the inning is over. Three up, three down. Anthony Misevich sets down the side in order at the bottom of the seventh inning. We head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Hey, y'all, I'm country artist Andrew Janakis, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Go running, 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 running for the truth. But we don't have to, so you don't have to. Come around unannounced and leave with the sunlight. Just when it's getting good, you hit me with a goodbye. Same thing every night, I can never get enough time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. You can learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We head to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 2, Reno nothing. And a new pitcher is in for the Aces. It is right-hander J.B. Bukauskas. And Bukauskas is in relief of Edwin Uceta. Uceda went two scoreless innings, allowed one hit. No runs, no walks, two strikeouts. So Bukauskas is in, and this is his second rehab outing for Reno. Had a couple outings also in the Arizona Complex League prior to joining the Aces. He was injured in spring training. A strain of the teres major muscle in his right shoulder. And he's been out all year until quite recently. His first pitch to Jared Kelnick is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Bukauskas always thought to be an intriguing pitching prospect. Sears one in for a strike, 1-1. And he ended up debuting with the Diamondbacks last year and got into 21 games. And as a rookie, he ended up posting a 7.79 ERA. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Slider there from Bukauskas. 1-2 the count to Jared Kelnick. And Bukauskas is ready with his pitch. Here it comes. And it is inside, and it hit Kelnick on the right foot, and he is hopping around. That stung. And he is going to walk it off. And it certainly appears that he's intending to head down to the first base, and yes, he is now. All right, he's walking down to first. That hurt, though. And the trainer, Michael Feliciano, he's at the top step of the dugout looking out there, and Kelnick kind of waved him off, but Kelnick is also moving slowly on his way down to first base, so we'll see how this plays out. Anyway, he reaches to get things started in the eighth on a pitch that hit him in the right foot, left-handed hitter, his front foot. Now Alex Blandino is the batter. Blandino's been quiet tonight, 0-3. Hasn't reached base. He's reached base safely in 20 of his last 22 games. Pitch from Bukauskas is taken low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0 is low and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. Now this one misses ball three. Now here's one in for a strike. 3-1 the count to Blandino, who was taking all the way. And this one called a strike again. Fastball at 95 on the gun. Check swing, and it is a called strike three. Whether he went around or not, Blandino is called out on strikes, and one man is out in the eighth. Blandino's having a tough one today. Well, now Zach Greene will be the batter. He's 0-2 with a walk. And Bukauskas with a toss to first base, and back in safely is Kelnick. Now the pitch from Bukauskas to Green is swung on, grounded to short, and Tucker has it, flips it to second for one, on to first for two. Another double play. We've seen five double plays in this game, and all five of them have gone 6-4-3. Shortstop to second to first. Rainiers do not score at the top of the eighth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Tecoma 2, Reno nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
2-0 still. The Red Ears with the lead over Reno. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. A rare pitcher's game here. And for Tecoma, it's been on a bullpen day as the Red Ears bring in Matt Festa to pitch the bottom of the eighth. It is his, well, he's the sixth Tecoma pitcher used today. Chris Mazza started and went two innings. Brennan Bernardino went two innings. And then it's been one inning apiece. Austin Warner, Jacob Barnes, Anthony Misevich. And now Festa is going to try to keep him off the scoreboard in the eighth. Festa's 1-0 with a 0 ERA in five appearances for Tecoma. 5 2/3 no-hit innings with 11 strikeouts. And he's walked two. His first pitch to Grayson Griner is a fastball that is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Griner is 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Now the 0-1 pitch is up and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1 pitch is coming from Festa. And it is swung on and blooped behind second and into shallow right center. That's a base hit for Griner. First hit Festa has allowed since coming down from Seattle. Grayson Griner loops a soft single into right center. And now Cole Tucker is the batter. That's the seventh hit of the night for the Aces. And Tucker is 1-2 with a single and a double play grounder. And the pitch to Tucker is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, 0-1 coming. And pulled to pass the first baseman on the ground and into right field. A base hit, and then it gets right past Kelnick. He reached out to field it and missed it, and it's rolling all the way to the fence. Garner has scored. They're waving in Tucker. He's trying to circle the bases. The relay to the plate. Not in time. A little league home run. Cole Tucker circles the bases, and we are all tied up 2-2. Hard grounder past the first baseman, Green, who was holding the runner on, and it was hit to his right, hard on the ground into right field. Kaldick charged it and reached down to pick it up, and it went right through him and all the way to the fence. We are all tied up 2-2. And no one, well, Yanni Hernandez is the batter now, and Yanni, switch hitter, bats left. And the pitch from Festa is swung on and grounded to first, and Green fields it and takes it to the base himself for the out, and one man's gone in the eighth. They're calling that a single for Cole Tucker and an E9 that enabled him to circle the bases. Kelnick with his first error with the Red Ears. I guess he probably took his eye off the ball to check the runner, I'm thinking. Because now the pitch to Fletcher is fouled away. The ball went right through him. Yeah, the 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Fletcher. So we're all even 2-2. And the pitch is swung on, and there's a broken bat bouncer to second, fielded by Blandino, and he throws out Fletcher, and two men are gone in the eighth. And now Jake McCarthy will bat 3-for-3 in this game. Well, looking ahead to the ninth, the Red Ears scheduled batters are O'Keefe, Mejia, and Heineman. And Festa's pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. And the pitch is fouled off. So 1-1 the count. And the pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. 2-1 to McCarthy. Now this one is swung on, hit up the middle, and fielded by McCoy. Throws across his body to first in time for the out. Another nice play by McCoy, ranging up the middle from being shifted to the right side of second base, and he fielded that ball behind the bag with a backhand and threw across his body to get McCarthy. But Reno ties it up on the air. Two runs on two hits. One huge error, and no one left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Two-two tie as we go to the ninth inning of play here in Reno. New pitcher on for the Reno Aces, and it's the former Rainier from quite a while back now, and former Mariners draft pick, left-hander Paul Fry on in relief of J.P. Bukauskas. Bukauskas worked one scoreless inning with a strikeout, hit a batter with a pitch. So the Red Ears face Fry. Brian O'Keefe will lead things off against the lefty, who's in just his 10th game for the Aces. And the pitch is down low for a ball. He struggled a bit for Reno, allowing 9 runs in 8 2/3 innings. But he's been in the majors with Baltimore pretty much nonstop since 2018. And here's a swing and a bouncer towards third, fielded by Defoe, and his throw to first is in time to get O'Keefe. It pulled the first baseman Beer off the base, but down the line, and he was able to tag O'Keefe pretty easily for the out. One away in the ninth, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Paul Fry, Mariners' 17th round pick in 2013 from Waterford, Michigan. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Fry pitched for Tacoma in 2016 and for one game in 2017. And then he got traded to Baltimore. Here's one that misses for a ball. 2-0 the count. Now the pitch misses ball three. 3-0.
That was a strike.
So 3-0 the count to Mejia. And Fry is set. The 3-0 pitch is called a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now foul into the seats on the first base side, and that brings the count full, 3-2. On deck is Scott Heineman. We're all tied up 2-2 at the top of the ninth inning. 3-2 pitch to Mejia is fouled back. And it is still 3-2. A man who brought his glove caught that on the rebound from up above. Bounced high off the roof of the ballpark and behind the home plate area and down into the seats below. Here's one fouled off on the first base side, and it is still 3-2 to Mejia. Now Fry ready. Here's his 3-2 pitch. And it is down and in, ball four, and Mejia draws a one-out walk. And the Red Ears have a man on with Scott Heineman now coming to the plate. Red Ears have just 4 hits today, but tied up. Padlo hit that 2-run double in the fourth. Brought in the only runs of the game for the Red Ears. Padlo's on deck now. Pitch to Heineman is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Pitch inside for a ball. Heineman taking 1-2 now. Now a toss to first base, and back in standing up is Mejia. Now here comes the 1-2. The runner goes. It's a swing and a foul at the plate. And Heineman fouled that off his leg. He's hobbling around a little bit. So still one ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. And the pitch. Fastball down low, and the count's even 2-2. Fans booing the computer umpire. The robot's really catching it. Yeah, the pitch grounded right to second. They flip it to Tucker for one, on to first for two, an inning-ending double play. Each team has now turned three double plays tonight, and if the Red Ears are going to win this one, it's going to have to happen in extra innings because they do not score in the top of the ninth. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and it is 2-2 here in Reno. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Cook, comes in from the bullpen to try to take this game into extra innings. Cook will face Stone Garrett to start things off. Dangerous hitter in a tie game of the ninth, to say the least. And the first pitch is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Garrett second in the league with 19 homers. Matt Festa went one inning, allowed two hits, two runs. Both were unearned. He walked no one, struck out no one. 1-0 pitch is swung on and popped up behind first. Down the line, Kelnick comes over into foul territory, and he makes the catch. And Garrett is out, one man gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now Seth Beer is going to bat for Reno, another dangerous hitter in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth. Well, Beer 0-2 and has been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one.
Let's go, Beer! I like Beer!
Now Cook with the 0-1 pitch. Right here's in a big shift. Outfield plays deep, and the pitch is up and away. One ball, one strike to Beer. who has hit six homers in 40 games. It's coming down from the Diamondbacks. He was famous on opening day. He had a walk-off homer for the Diamondbacks to start this season in the big leagues as he fouls one away on the third base side. But he ended up getting optioned to AAA after hitting .210 in 27 games. And that opening day walk-off homer was his only one in the big leagues. One ball, two strikes to Beer. Cook with the pitch, and it is fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Tie game, one out in the ninth, no one on. Wilmer Defoe is on deck for Reno. And now Cook's pitch, up and away, two balls, two strikes. Now here comes Cook with the 2-2 pitch, and it is swung on, bounced to the right side. The shifted second baseman Blandino has it come right to him, and he throws out Beer at first base, and two men are gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. So Beer grounds out to the second baseman, and now Wilmer Defoe is the batter. Defoe switch hitter, bats left. He's 1-for-3 with a double. And the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now this one is inside, and Defoe steps back from the pitch. Two balls, no strikes. If he reaches, the hot-hitting Giancarlo Cintron is on deck. Now the pitch is down low, ball three. So 3-0 the count. Rainier's trying to get this game into extra innings. They've had good luck in extra innings recently. Got to get there, though. Need one more out. Here's the 3-0 pitch on its way to Defoe, and it is ball four. A two-out walk, and Reno has the winning runner on base. And Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a single tonight. Right-handed hitter. Cintron. Looks out towards Cook, right-hand hitter. Rainier's playing straight up, and the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Two runs, four hits, one error for Tacoma. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Reno. Now the 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled off, and that evens up the count, 1-1. If the Rainiers can get to the 10th, they'll have an automatic runner placed at second base, and they'll have Padlo, Ellis, and McCoy coming up with Kelnick due up fourth in the inning. Cook with a 1-1 pitch to Cintron, and it is swung on and popped up. The foul. This might be playable. Green over in front of the dugout. No, it lands on the roof of the dugout and bounces up into the crowd. 1-2 the count to Cintron. It is sunset time here in Reno. Lights taking almost entirely full effect on the diamond. So now the 1-2 pitch to Cintron is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. Down goes Cintron. And Matt Cook delivers a scoreless bottom of the ninth. No runs, hits, or errors. One left. We're going to extra innings, which has been a regular routine for the Red Ears of late as they go to extra innings for the fourth time since June 29th. Our score, Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Calling all Rainiers fans. Are you ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value to your home. We've got you covered with loans, rebates, and discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out our website for offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities, proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Two two tie, Tacoma and Reno all even, and we make our way to the 10th inning here at Greater Nevada Field. The Red Ears playing their fourth extra inning game since last Wednesday. The first three were all at home and all against Salt Lake, and the Red Ears won all of them. And we'll see if they can continue that extra inning success on the road, where it is tougher. Automatic runner gets placed at second base at the start of each half inning. For the Red Ears right now, it is Scott Heineman, who's a good base runner. So he's out at second. And the batter will be Kevin Padlow. Reno has brought in the right-hander Kevin Ginkle, who is very tough. 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA and 35 strikeouts in 22 and two-thirds innings with nine walks. Padlow stands in. He drove in the Rainiers' only runs in the fourth inning, and he takes a pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. He hit a two-run double high off the center field wall in the fourth. He also added a single in the seventh. 1-0 pitch coming from Ginkle. And here it is, and it swung on and fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. Heineman out at second base, likes to steal. He's super aggressive on the bases, sometimes almost recklessly, but here he knows the importance of his position out there. But if he feels like there's an opening, he will try to steal third. Here's the 1-1 on its way, and it is low for a, called a strike at the bottom of the zone. The robo umpire tricked me, 1-2. Now the count to Padlow, tricked the scoreboard also, which put a ball up there. So Padlow's behind at the count now. Now the 1-2 coming from Ginkle, who does this squat prior to throwing each pitch out there on the mound. And it is swung on and lined past Tucker and into left field, a base hit. Heineman had to hold to make sure Tucker didn't catch it, so he can only advance 90 feet. He goes to third. It's a single for Padlow, and the Red Ears have runners at the quarters with no one out. And now Drew Ellis is the batter. Ellis 0 for 2 with a walk so far. And Ginkle is ready. Here's the pitch, and it is in the dirt and picked nicely by Griner. Ball one. Well, Reno has turned three double plays in this game, including one in each of the last three innings, and they are playing double play depth up the middle. A double play grounder, though, would get the run in all likelihood. Rainiers are trying to get multiple runs, though. Now the pitch here is a breaking ball in for a strike. 1-1 the count to Drew Ellis. Ginkle threw him his slider. Oh, Now a turn and a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Padlo. So 1-1 the count. And Ginkgo with the pitch. And it is swung on, hit in the air to left field. This is struck well. Back is Garrett at the track, and it is off the fence. And it bounces away from him. Heineman scores, and Padlo was waiting to see if it would be caught or not, and he advances just to second base. So it is a single off the wall for Drew Ellis. The Red Ears take the lead 3-2 in the top of the 10th inning, and they have runners at first and second with nobody out. And Padlo held up a long time there thinking that ball might get caught, and he could only advance to second base on a ball that you would think would result in a double but was actually a single. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. Corner infielders think he might bunt. He does square around. He takes the pitch off the mitt of Griner, but it only rolls a couple of feet away. It is ball one to McCoy. McCoy had squared around on that first pitch. Rainiers have not done much in the way of sacrifice bunting this year. Although McCoy has bunted twice successfully on a sacrifice this season. Now he's not bunting. He swings and fouls it back. There's strike one, and the corner infielders are still drawn in. So one ball, one strike to McCoy. In the bottom of the 10th, the Aces will have their automatic runner at second, and they're going to have the number 8 spot in their lineup coming up, Grayson Griner. 1-1 pitch is low for a ball to McCoy. 2-1. 94-mile-per-hour heater from Ginkle.
You suck, Blue!
So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is low, ball three. 3-1 the count. Now the 3-1. And it is swung on, grounded towards Tucker, who has it, flips it to second for one, relay to first, in time for two. A double play. Padlo is at third. And that is the fourth double play turned by Reno tonight. So a runner is at third with two outs for Kelnick. Kelnick is 1-for-3 with a double, and it was hit on the foot by a pitch his last time up, and they're going to walk him. An intentional walk has been issued to Kelnick. He heads down to first base, and now it's going to be Blandino instead, and that was logical baseball by the Reno Aces manager, Gil Velazquez. Now he has the right versus right matchup with Blandino, who's had a rough night so far for the Red Ears. 0-for-4 with three strikeouts, but a chance to really improve his outlook with a base hit right here. Ginkle is ready, and the pitch is outside with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. Padlo at third, Kelnick at first with two outs. Red Ears lead 3-2 in the top of the 10th inning. Now the 1-0 is in the dirt, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Right here's they have a right-hander in the pen. And it's Brash. 2-0 the count. And the pitch to Blandino is a fastball call to strike, and it's 2-1. Now, Kelnick takes off. The pitch is a strike and no throw to second. Kelnick steals second. So now there are two men in scoring position. Two balls, two strikes to Blandino with two outs in the 10th. And Ginkel is ready. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it is a check swing on a fastball up high. He held up in time, and the count goes full, 3-2. Fans really giving it to the robot umpire. So three balls, two strikes to Blandino. The runner at third is Padlo with Kelnick at second. And now the 3-2 pitch is on its way from Kevin Ginkel, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and the Red Ears settle for one run in the top of the 10th inning. One run on two hits, and two runners were left on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th. We'll see if the Red Ears could put a zero up there with Matt Brash coming in from the bullpen. Our score, Tecoma 3, Reno 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. It is Tecoma 3, Reno 2. And the Red Ears go to the bullpen and bring in Matt Brash to pitch the bottom of the 10th inning. And Brash is going to face Grayson Griner, or at least the scheduled hitters are Grayson Griner, Cole Tucker, and Yanni Hernandez. The tying runner is automatically going to be placed at second base. That will be Giancarlo Cintrone. And he goes out there now. Brash has finished his warm-ups. And is this Griner? This looks like a pinch hitter. This is not Griner. This is Camden Duzenac pinch hitting for Grayson Griner. So Duzenac is going to bat for the catcher. And Duzenac is a right-handed batter, and he's hitting 262 in 46 games with eight homers. 762 OPS, and he shows bunt, pulls the bat back, and takes high, ball one. Wonder if they sent him up there very specifically to bunt. 1-0 the count. We'll see if he's bunting again. The Rainier's corner infielders are ready to crash. And he does square around and takes up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Brash behind to the count, 2-0. This is Brash's 22nd appearance out of the Tecoma pen. 0-1 with two saves, a 3.60 ERA, 25 innings pitched, 40 strikeouts, 14 walks. 2-0 pitch to Duzenac, who squares around, and it is bunted third base side. Padlo picks it up, throws to Blandino covering first for the out. The runner moves up. So the Red Ears get the out at first. Duzenak lays down the sacrifice bunt. And now the tying runner is at third with one out for Cole Tucker. Tucker, switch hitter, will bat left-handed here. And Tucker is 2 for 3 tonight with a pair of singles. He hit the ball that resulted in 2-run scoring back in the 8th inning. And Brash with the pitch. Inside for a ball is single to right field. Got right through Jared Kelnick for an error, and Tucker circled the bases. Single and a three-base error. 1-0 pitch. And it is inside for a ball, 2-0, and Brash has fallen behind the hitters here. Situation where a strikeout pitcher could really use a strikeout, but it's 2-0 to Tucker. Yanni Hernandez is on deck. Infield is in for the right ears with a 1-run lead. And the pitch is a check swing. The ball gets through the catcher, O'Keefe, but he quickly corrals it, and no advancement from Cintron. And I guess Tucker held up on his swing. It's now 3 balls, no strikes to Tucker. So 3-0. And now Brash is set, and his pitch is poured in there for a strike with a fastball at 99 on the gun. 3-1 now. The young right-hander goes to the rosin bag behind the mound. Matt Brash, 24-year-old native of Canada, is ready. Here's the 3-1 pitch on its way to Tucker. And it is swung on and fouled off. Strike two, and now Brash is positioned where he could get that strikeout that he could really use with a runner at third, the tying runner at third, and one out at the bottom of the 10th. 3-2 the count to Tucker. Outfield straight away, infield drawn in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Cintron at third. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to their second baseman, Blandino. He throws home, tag applied. They got him at the plate. That's the second out of the inning. Blandino backhanded that ball at second base, threw it to O'Keefe. The throw was slightly on the first base side. O'Keefe caught that toss and then reached back across and tagged out Cintron, who was sliding towards the back corner of the plate, and they got the tag on him. Cintron thrown out at the plate, 4-2 on the play. Tucker is now at first base representing the tying run with 2 outs. And Yanni Hernandez is the batter. The right ears, other than the 1 play in right field, have played a terrific game defensively. Well, O'Keefe calls time and goes out to the mound. He's talking to Matt Brash with Padlo there as well. And just slowing things down a little bit here. And now O'Keefe gives him a pat on the back and heads back behind the dish. Yanni Hernandez is 0 for 4 today. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. Tying runner is at first. Winning run is in the batter's box with 2 outs at the bottom of the 10th. Hernandez has 1 homer this year. Here's Brash with his pitch, and it is taken for a strike across the top of the zone. 0-1 the count. So Brash ahead of the count, 0-1. And now the right-hander is set. And a turn and a throw to first, and diving back in is Tucker. Being held on by Green. No shift for Hernandez. They play him in a traditional alignment in the infield. Outfield is straight away. And now here's the 0-1 from Brash, and it is up and away for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Rainier's trying to win this one in the 10th. Now Brash ready. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. And it is a swing and a bouncer foul. First base side, a slider from Brash. And the count goes to 1-2. The Red Deers are a strike away from victory. Although Hernandez is a pretty good contact hitter. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Tucker the tying runner at first for Reno. Brash to the plate, and it's a fastball up high. 99 on the gun, but high. And the count is even, 2-2. Brash is ready. And here comes his 2-2 pitch on its way. And it is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, says the base umpire on the appeal. That is strike three, and the ball game is over. The Tacoma Raiders are winners in extra innings. 3-2, the final score, and they continue their hot play. The Raiders have won four in a row and six of their last seven games. And in this stretch where they have won six out of seven, four of them have come in extra innings. And they get one on the road here in Reno. 3-2, the final score. We'll recap this game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Raiders post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Raiders win. They beat Reno in 10, 3-2, the final score tonight. And the Raiders are hot. They have won six out of seven, and they're winning in extra innings. Four of the six wins in this past week have come in extra innings. Just a tremendous stretch of good baseball today. And the Raiders had a great defensive game, which is sounds kind of deceptive because of the fact that the two runs that they allowed in this game scored on an error, but that was just one play. There were a number of tremendous plays in this game from Tacoma Red Ears defenders, and that was a key factor in the Red Ears victory today. It was a real pitcher's duel, although it wasn't head-to-head per se, but team versus team. Dan Straley started for Reno. The Red Ears were having a bullpen game and started Chris Mazza, who went two innings without allowing a run. And he was relieved by Brennan Bernardino, who went two innings without allowing a run. No one scored until the fourth when Tacoma had two on with two out, and Kevin Padlow blasted a two-run double off the very top of the center field wall, and that gave the Red Ears the 2-0 lead in the top of the fourth inning. of the pitchers continued to get the job done. A big play in the bottom of the fifth inning with Austin Warner on the mound. Runners at first and third, no one out. And Warner struck out Grayson Griner. And then Cole Tucker came up to the plate, hit a hard shot up the middle. And in a terrific play, you're going to want to see this highlight on the Rainier social media. As Mason McCoy, the shortstop, dived, fielded it with his outstretched glove, flipped the ball directly with his glove to the second baseman, Blandino, who then turned a double play. It was an absolutely stunning web gem, and the Rainiers preserved the 2-0 lead in the fifth. That play saved a run and got out of a jam. The game continued on, and the Rainiers' 2-0 lead persisted as they got a scoreless bottom of the sixth from Jacob Barnes and a scoreless bottom of the seventh, three up, three down, from Anthony Misevich. We went to the eighth. Matt Festa was in, and Grayson Griner blooped a single into shallow right center. First hit Festa has allowed since joining the Rainiers. That brought up Cole Tucker, and the Rainiers were holding the runner on at first. So Zach Green was playing first, holding the runner on, and Tucker yanked a hard grounder that Green couldn't reach, and it shot into right field. And the right fielder, Celtic, was, watching the base runner, or maybe took his eye off the ball and was watching the base runner. That's the only thing I can figure, because he whiffed on it. The ball went right through him, and it went straight to the outfield fence. And Tucker circled the bases. Two runs scored on the play. The batter scoring. It was ruled a single and a three-base error on Celtic, and we were tied up 2-2. And then Festa got three straight easy outs to end the eighth. So we went to the ninth. Rainiers got a runner on with one out, but Heineman hit into a double play. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Matt Cook pitched a scoreless inning. And we went to the 10th, tied 2-2, and the Rainiers have been playing well in extra innings recently, and that continued today. The automatic runner, Heineman, was placed at second. Kevin Padlow singled sharply to left field, putting runners at the quarters. And then Drew Ellis blasted one off the left field fence. It brought in Heineman and gave the Rainiers the 3-2 lead. We went to the bottom of the 10th inning, and Reno got their automatic runner at second base. And Reno, surprisingly, played for one run. They sent up Camden Duzenac as a pinch bunter, and he laid down a sacrifice bunt, advancing Cintrone to third with one out. Up again was Tucker. The Rainiers had the infield in, and this ended up being the play of, one of the plays of the day. I guess there were a couple of them, weren't there? But Tucker hit a bouncer to the drawn-in Blandino, who reached across his body to backhand it, and then he fired home, and O'Keefe put the tag on Cintrone, who was sliding into the plate, and that was the second out of the inning and a huge out in the bottom of the 10th. And then Brash proceeded to strike out Yanni Hernandez, and the Rainiers had a win in the books, 3-2 over Reno. Final totals for Tacoma, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. Reno scores 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors. They leave 6 on base. Winning pitcher is Matt Cook. He is 4-1. The save to Matt Brash, his third. The loss to Kevin Ginkle, he is 1-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours, 31 minutes. The attendance, 3,266. With the win, the Rainiers improved to 34-45 on the season, and Reno falls to 41-39. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 6:35. Daniel Ponce de Leon goes for the Rainiers against Reno's Dre Jameson, and our pregame show will begin at 6:25. Rainiers win it in 10, 3-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Rainiers win in 10, 3-2 here in Reno. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners had an off day today. They open a four-game series against Toronto at home at T-Mobile Park starting tomorrow night. Mariners trying to play their way into wild card contention, and that's a big series. Toronto's one of the teams ahead of them. Another team ahead of them is Cleveland, at least for the moment, because the Guardians got swept by Detroit in a four-game series that ended with the Tigers winning 8-2. And Miguel Cabrera drove in three runs. Cody Clemens had a homer and drove in a couple of runs. Former Rainier from long ago, Michael Pineda, got his second win for Detroit. Other American League finals, the White Sox beat the Twins in 10 innings, 9-8 in a thriller. Andrew Vaughn hit a game-tying two-run homer in the eighth, and Larry Garcia singled in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning for the White Sox. Toronto ended a five-game losing streak with a 2-1 win at Oakland. Bo Bichette hit the go-ahead homer in the eighth inning, his 13th of the season. Jose Barrios got the start and allowed just one run in six innings for Toronto. The win went to Alan Simber out of the Blue Jays bullpen. Simber from Puyallup, I believe, getting his eighth win in relief this year for Toronto. Baltimore takes down Texas 2-1 in Baltimore as the Orioles sweep a little two-game series from the Rangers. Spencer Watkins allowed one run at 6 2/3 innings to get the win in his best start of the year. And Tampa Bay knocks off Boston 7-1 at Fenway. Corey Kluber tossed six scoreless innings. Randy Arozarena doubled and homered and drove in three runs. And they just finished up in Houston. Kansas City beat the Astros today 7-4. Hunter Dozier hit a double and a homer and drove in three runs. And Brad Keller got his fourth win for KC. A couple of interleague games today. The Angels defeat the Marlins 5-2 because the Ohtani guy pitched. He went seven innings, allowed one run, none earned. Struck out 10. Also at the plate, he drove in two runs and even mixed in a stolen base as well. Angels beat the Marlins 5-2. And the Yankees defeat the Pirates 16-0 at Pittsburgh. They scored the final six runs in the ninth inning against a position player. Aaron Judge hit a grand slam homer, his 30th homer of the year to lead the majors as the Yankees blast the Pirates. Some National League scores for you. The Cubs beat the Brewers 2-1 as backup catcher P.J. Higgins hit a two-out RBI double in the top of the ninth off the Brewers' closer, Josh Hader. The Mets defeat the Reds in 10 innings, 8-3, a five-run top of the 10th inning for the New York Mets. Brandon Nimmo had three hits and drove in three runs for New York. Washington defeats the Phillies 3-2 as Josiah Gray struck out 11 over six innings, gave up two homers to Kyle Schwarber, but the Nats win the game anyway as Gray picked up his seventh win of the year. Schwarber has 27 homers now. He's been on a tear. And the Braves shut out St. Louis 3-0 behind Max Fried, who tossed six scoreless innings, and Eddie Rosario hit his first homer of the year for Atlanta. There are two National League games still going. The Giants and the Diamondbacks are tied 4-4 in the ninth inning in Arizona. And the Rockies have a 1-0 lead at Dodger Stadium in the bottom of the seventh inning in that one. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard here in Reno. Rainiers win it 10, 3-2 the final score. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here's win in 10, 3-2 over the Reno Aces, and Tacoma has won four in a row. And the Red Deers have won six of their last seven games. They're out of the cellar in the West. Hopefully that's for good this time around. And the Red Deers are, well, within 11 games of the 500 mark at 34-45. Long way to go, but trending in the right direction, to say the least, as the Red Deers had a great homestand against Salt Lake, taking four out of six with three of those wins coming in extra innings. Then they come down here to Reno, and they've won the first two games of this series, including another extra inning game here today. And this great defense on the infield for the Red Deers today, a big factor, with Mason McCoy starting three double plays, one of them an absolute web gem. Blandino throwing out the tying runner at the plate in the 10th inning, and Tacoma emerging with the victory. 3-2 is the final. Other finals from the Pacific Coast League today. Sugar Land defeats El Paso 9-5 out in Sugar Land, Texas. Round Rock slammed Albuquerque 13-3 at the Dell Diamond. Oklahoma City outslugged Las Vegas 10-7 as Ryan Noda homered twice and drove in seven runs. And Sacramento won at Salt Lake 5-3 at Smith's Ballpark. Well, tomorrow's game is at 6:35 p.m. Daniel Ponce de Leon starts for Tacoma against Dre Jameson of Reno. Our pregame show will begin at 6:25. The Rainiers will be looking for their fifth win of the season, and that is something they have not done yet this year. Their four-game winning streak that they now have after this victory is tied for their longest win streak of the year. They have not yet gotten to five, so maybe it'll happen tomorrow in the third game of this six-game series. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 3, Reno 2. Have a great night.